Sports on Tap with J.D. of the Bush on 95.5 KLOS. Some Aerosmith for you. Actually, they're going to wind up in one of these questions here. We've got the official law firm of the Sports on Tap program sending down a representative down to administer the official rock and roll Wonderlic exam on the show this morning. But we have some sample questions that we're going to use because these are different than the Wonderlic questions. Wonderlic questions are hard. I don't know, you might think these are hard.
Don't give the NFL guys a pass. Come on.
The words complete and complicate have which meanings? Similar, contradictory, or unrelated? See, it gives me a headache thinking of those things. This stuff is easy.
12 minutes for a bunch of 350-pound linemen from the SEC trying to get this.
Exactly.
Really? That's what I'm saying.
I'm saying contradictory.
Can you spell that?
Can you spell contradictory?
And that's when that guy got beat up in the hospital, I'm thinking.
Can you
yesterday.
Spell Wonderlic? There is no K in Wonderlic.
There is no K in there. There is on this list, but there's not in the
it's
real
the Wonderlic.
Word. Yeah. All right, here you go. We've already heard this one. Who's the bass player for Guns N' Roses?
I already got them, man. I'm
the Aerosmith thing already did them. All right. Which Red Hot Chili Peppers album does the song Californication come from?
Danny California.
Danny California is a
song. In there. Yeah, that's what I figured.
But the song Californication comes from the
album
Californication. See, so there's a twist. There's
if you would have thrown a blood sugar sex magic, I'd have got that one. Right. Because that was awesome.
Anytime you want to answer one of mine, raise your hand, okay? For me, can you name a group John Lennon was a member of before the Beatles? Want to take a stab at that?
Rage Against the Machine.
Boom!
Pre-Prophets of Rage. You know? Not Pre-Prophets? No?
No.
We don't play any Prophets of Rage in here. See if you can load that information.
I'm going to go with... I'm not going to go with the obvious. I'm not going to do Silver Beatles. I'll do Johnny and the Moondogs. How about that?
Johnny and the Moondogs?
That work? You okay with that?
You
the
got
official
that
referee
you,
is over. Yeah. He's going to decide on all of these.
He's got it in the book. He's got it in his bag.
Right, back to Rob. Can you name any member of Black Sabbath besides Ozzy?
Oh. Come on. Again, this is for Rob.
What?
This is not for
Rob.
You.
I'm
not, okay.
Yeah.
Let me answer this.
You're going to be the punter on our team that would get all of these right. I think we concede that.
Are any of those guys from Seattle?
I don't think so.
Okay. Chris Cornell. No.
No.
Eddie Vedder.
No.
Lane Staley.
I got Lane Staley in a question later on.
Jimi Hendrix.
I'm sure. I saw his name.
No.
No.
Well, then I don't know. Nikki Sixx.
Geezer. No. Geezer Butler.
It's none of
Go
those.
Go with
guys.
Geezer Butler.
Geezer Butler. What kind of name is it? Geezer. I like, man.
It's
That's
a bass player's
cool.
name.
It's a bass player's name. No. Duff.
Tony Iommi.
Duff is a bass player's
Be another
name.
One. That okay. would have worked, too.
Okay. So I missed it. I'm here for two.
In a recent document. Okay. And again, anytime you want to answer mine, go ahead. In a recent documentary about the band Kansas, guitarist Kerry Livgren said that the song Dust in the Wind started out as a what?
A tornado.
Because they're from Kansas, right?
Yes.
I see what you did there.
I lived there for a year. I'm still wanted in that state. I fly over that place.
The answer
now.
Is finger exercise. His wife used to tell him he'd sit around doing that. You need to turn that into a song.
Oh.
All right, here you go. Here's specifically for Rob, Seattle rock category.
Oh,
okay? Here we go. If Nirvana had two number one songs and Pearl Jam had two number one songs, are the Foo Fighters better than Alice in Chains?
Nobody is better than Alice in Chains.
There you
Nobody.
Go. You got another one right,
Thank you.
Rob. There you go.
Play Wood next, could you?
You go ahead and cue that up for
me. Wood. No, we don't do Pearl Jam. Not on my shift. They're sellouts.
No. He said he wanted Alice in Chains.
Yeah.
They were better.
Play Wood.
Yeah, see, that was a real Wonderlic kind of question,
see?
Wasn't
Thank
it?
Where you. It's like, Nobody's better than Alice in Chains. Yeah. Come on, man. That's the true Seattle band.
All right, last one for me in the test here. Cheap Trick have sold millions of albums over the years. And they released a new CD last year called Bang Zoom Crazy Hello. Name a song with crazy in the title. Crazy.
Crazy Train.
Crazy Train.
Patsy Cline.
Crazy from the Heat. That was an easy one.
Oh, Patsy Cline. Yeah.
Not the Patsy Cline. I was thinking Aerosmith's crazy is the first thing that came to mind. You should say something crazy. Okay, crazy. All right, so the official test will come up a little, maybe about 30 minutes from now when the show's attorney gets here. In the meantime, is it Alice in Chains? Probably
yeah,
is.
Of course it is.
On KLOS.
There you go. Turn up as loud as you can, everybody. Pull over on the 405 right now. Get out and dance. Tap on 95.5 KLOS.
I walk out of the room for 3 seconds.
I know. I was going to lock this door. The damn lock don't work. JD's like, no, play something else. There is nothing else, man. Good stuff, man. Good stuff. Hey, you know what's good stuff as well, too? We're talking about the Wonderlic, the NFL combines. What guys, I mean, I watch it because I like to look at grown men in underwear run fast. Who doesn't? You know, that's just my. You're an NFL fan. I look at things a different way. But John Ross is fast. Did you see that?
He's really fast. This is a name you may come to know in the NFL. Yeah.
John Ross from the University of Washington is actually a local SoCal kid. Mm-hmm. SC didn't want him because, you're only 5'9". UCLA didn't want him. I'll go to Seattle and play. And he started up there. But he set a record yesterday, fastest time ever in the NFL 40-yard dash, 4.22. He broke Chris Johnson's 4.24 that stood for a decade as well, too. He missed out, though, on an island. JD, Adidas had a promotion. You can win an island. Okay, whether it's somewhere in the Caribbean, they'll buy the island for you, valued at $1 million. Here's the kick, though. You had to have Adidas on before the race. So you're photographed, you know, all over the world is wearing their kicks. But guess what? Adidas doesn't really make good football stuff. They're
basketball
people. How
much money would they have made if he'd have set that record wearing those shoes? People see that and they parlay that into a boatload of money. Mm-hmm. So for them to go buy a little spit of sand someplace and call it an island, and I say that's worth $1 million. Yep. There's your island. What I liked, though, was because he didn't get it. He was wearing Nikes when he set the record. So they told him, oh, sorry, no island. And his response?
I can't swim anyway, bro. I don't care. And I don't have a boat.
I can't swim. Swear to God, that's a true answer.
Yeah, he's a Long Beach kid, though, from Long Beach Jordan High School. So good to see the local kids going out there and doing something. Somebody's going to get very lucky when they draft him. At least somebody very fast. Whether he can catch it, that's another story.
Here's the thing that I'm going to bring up, because we both probably talked about this over at NBC this morning, and that is the fact that if you look at the record setters, the wide receivers, record setters at the combine for the 40-yard dash, not exactly household names and certainly not NFL record holders. They're basically names you've never heard of, which means they were really fast and never caught any passes.
Yeah, one that really stands out to me, Raiders fans loved him, Darius Heyward-Bay. Remember how fast that guy
was
in America? Couldn't catch anything. Still can't catch anything but a cold.
49er fans will remember a name, Ronaldo Nehemiah, who was a gold medalist, right? Yeah. A 4x100? I'm guessing it's been a long time.
Yeah, there's a lot more to it than just being fast, you know. And the thing that Ross has going against him, he's like 5'9". That's not going to help. Plus, he missed a whole year at Washington with a leg injury as well. People see that on your resume, they're going to question a few things.
All right, coming up on the program, we're building up to the big payoff here today. It's going to be the Rock and Roll Wonderlic exam administered by the show's attorney, Drew Sherman from the Adley Law Group. Actually, here out in the he's out in the kitchen getting an espresso, and I thought maybe bring him in here to talk about what happens when your father decides he wants to sue the professional sports team that you play for. We'll dig into that one next. Sports on Tap on 95.5 KLOS. One of the million channels on the satellite thing, and that's the one where Jim Carrey is playing Axel in the very beginning of the movie. They're shooting a music video for this murder, Dirty Harry murder film. So now, speaking of trouble with the law, we said on the other side of the break that we had an interesting story out of the sports world that involves the law. For that, we bring in the show's attorney, Drew Sherman from the Adley Law Group, who's actually official function here today is to administer the Rock and Roll Wonderlic quiz, which we're all both very excited about. Well, I'm very excited.
I just heard administer, and I told him I'm not peeing in a cup again for Drew. I'm just not doing it.
Good morning, gentlemen. I am an officer of the court, so keep that in mind.
Okay. Oh, now, you've got an NBA player, Karl Anthony Towns, who's probably one of the top guys, top rookies in the league, but there's a little problem with he and his dad in the club.
Yeah, Towns, this was interesting. A game in late January at a T-Wolves game, his dad sitting at a game here, and the mascot goes and he does some crazy stunt where he slides across the floor and he slides into an empty seat. The problem is he went a little over and the seat jarred into the seat behind him that Towns' dad was sitting in. Hurts his knee. They give him a pair of crutches. He gets, hobbled a little bit, leaves the arena, has to go down, get an MRI as well. Now he's considering suing the team that his kid plays for.
It's not a good look, but...
He has a valid cause of action. I mean, I got to be honest. At any sporting event that anybody goes to, on the ticket, it will say something like, we waive all liability, that, you do understand that this is a dangerous venue to be in and you're taking a risk by sitting there. And there is validity in that. However, The risk is not a mascot sliding on a sled and coming into your knee.
No, it's a power forward running off the end of the court into your lap.
Right, or Ron Artest jumping over the chairs and coming with a fist. But yeah, I mean, his dad would have a valid cause of action. The question is whatever money he takes, is that guy's salary going to be reduced by that amount?
That's what I'm wondering. I mean, at the end of the day, they probably make nice and figure something out. Here, Dad, here's a few dollars. Because, I mean, that's not a good look for you to sue your son's basketball. I mean, he's a high school basketball coach or former, so I'm assuming that there is some level of physical fitness to him. I mean, he's, you know...
Yeah, well, maybe he gets a seat on the floor rather than the second row. Maybe he gets a box.
See,
look
at
that. You got to put him in a box. You wouldn't get hurt in the box.
That's exactly right, Rob. You put him in the box where it's nice and safe.
That's right. It's a business decision.
You can drink and watch the game on TV. When the T-Wolves are getting blown out, you can change the channel to Top Chef.
Funny how his knee just got all of a sudden better.
Right. NFL fans, particular Cowboy fans, are interested in this one. Greg Hardy. You remember Greg Hardy, right?
Oh, yeah.
Good times, Greg Hardy?
Yeah. Gets a little excessive.
House
little crazy,
full of guns and rifles, and gets a little carried away with his dates, allegedly.
Okay, like you've never thrown a girl down on a couch full of guns. I mean, come on, that's uncomfortable.
Well, he was busted with cocaine not long ago to compound his problems. Rob, still got a little bit on there. According to Fox 4 in Dallas, Hardy has struck a plea deal with the folks down in Texas. And he's given 2 years probation, community service, and a $500 fine.
$500?
$500. Not $500,000.
Okay.
You know, multimillionaire, $500 fine. It's like 5 cents.
Yeah. And this was down in Dallas?
This is in Dallas.
Okay. Did the judge ask him right before that how his knee was?
There's no state tax in Texas as well, too, so that $500.
I think it's actually deductible.
Did he have that Dallas Star necktie on underneath the robe?
Deductible.
He was arrested for cocaine possession in September, and he claimed at the time someone put the drugs in his wallet as he was passing it around to pay for things. Because we all know how that is.
Yeah.
You know, we're out having a good time, it's time to pay the check, and you reach and you grab your wallet, and you just start handing it around the room for anything that needs to be paid for.
I mean, I love how he's handing his wallet, not just the card,
the
whole wallet.
Here's my whole wallet. Anything in there you need.
Take a look at my photos.
Diners Club.
Usually when I pay for a dinner, things are missing. I'm not getting things in my wallet coming back around.
Yeah, I would like to know who his lawyer is.
I don't. Well, listen, he plays for the Cowboys. He was in Dallas.
There you go.
I don't think he needed a lawyer at that point.
You know what? Yeah. Good point.
He does have a new career, though. He's going to star in Narcos Season 3 on Netflix, if you didn't see these.
Our attorney will be back for the Wonderly Quiz coming up right now. It's Rock and Roll Time on 95.5 KLOS. All right, the attorney is here, the exam in hand, and the Rock and Roll Wonderly Quiz, which you can play along with it at home. I guess there's a home version too, right?
It's all separately, right?
Yeah, on 95.5 KLOS. Sports on Tap with JD and the Bush. No, sorry, wrong band.
We had that earlier.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, see? From Duff, the bass player from Seattle. Boom.
That was those were the sample questions. That's not going to help you now.
I know. I know it's not.
All right. From the Adley Law Group here in Los Angeles, Drew Sherman now joining us, our attorney, to administer the Rock and Roll Wonderlic. You hear about this at the Combine, the Wonderlic Quiz. And, I mean, Vince Young scored out of a possible 50 is a perfect score. You had one guy from Harvard, a punter. Figures a punter, too, right? Pat McAnally scored a 50. One guy in the history of the Wonderlic has scored a perfect score. And I think second is Ryan Fitzpatrick. And they both went to Harvard.
Yeah.
So there's where your 48 and your 50 score from. The flip side of that, I think a lot of Trojan fans remember a guy by the name of Vince Young.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, he had a pretty big touchdown.
Be happy to know that he scored like the third lowest score in the history of the Wonderlic. He was a six? He scored
six.
A six.
How did Jamarcus Russell do?
He's eight? Was he eight? An eight, I think.
The lowest score
ever. We had the whole
ever.
List up a minute ago, and I just took
the
it.
The lowest score ever still playing for the Cowboys, cornerback Morris Claiborne, who's from LSU, where Jamarcus Russell went. You know, Patrick Peterson of the Cardinals, he got a six or
so
something.
So we're not going to do Wonderlic questions. Yeah. We're not football players. Nope. We're going to do the Rock and Roll Wonderlic.
And I want you to consider me the Tom Morello of this, because he went to Harvard as well. So thank you.
There you go.
Boom.
All right. Shall we start then?
Let's go.
All right. Rob, this first question is for you.
Seattle.
Maybe. Slash played with Michael Jackson on Dirty Diana. Eddie Van Halen played with Michael on what song?
Oh, my God.
You reference this album all the time.
I reference it?
All the time. all the time.
Appetite for Destruction.
No, that's...
Oh, you said album. Yeah, oh, I referenced a song?
That's a Michael Jackson album?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I referenced a song.
What Michael Jackson song did Eddie Van Halen play on? That's a simple
Thriller.
Word.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. From Thriller, Beat It.
Right. Yeah, beat it. Okay.
That was the album.
So, yeah. That was the album. Okay. So do you get a half a point? Like, like in hockey.
You get a half a point?
If you go to overtime, you get 1 point.
No.
Well, the question did state what song.
He did say it was a song. Okay. Okay. So.
And what song? What song was it?
Beat It.
Okay.
Yeah. I do reference it.
No, that's a zero.
I'm going to keep your score. He's getting a half a point.
Rob has zero.
Okay. Hit me.
Alice Cooper, Joe Perry, Johnny Depp, and a host of other rock musicians formed a band called Hollywood Vampires. Mm-hmm. Who were the original Hollywood Vampires, and where was their lair?
You know, there's a bunch of original Hollywood Vampires you can include in this, but Alice Cooper is one of them. He's like one of the founding guys. But you got guys like Mickey Dolenz from the Monkees was in there, John Lennon, Harry Nilsson, a lot of guys. But the cool part of this is the Rainbow is where they used to hang out, the Rainbow up in Hollywood.
I think that is actually correct.
Ah. There's a plaque up on the wall there, but they don't open that bar until after like 9 or 10 o'clock.
Are you sliding in these answers?
I am not. I'm an officer of the court, sir.
That's right.
Okay.
Wow. He looked offended when you said that.
I mean, do you see the black robe that I'm wearing?
Dude, you're always on my good side. You got me out of a whole bunch of child support. I appreciate that.
Not a problem. I think you're still paying that bill off, though.
Yes, he is.
Okay. Rob.
This ankle bracelet. Can you light it?
Sorry. AC/DC are one of the top rock acts of all time.
Not from Seattle.
No, they're not.
Oh, that's not the answer?
No. What is the name of the all-female tribute band that specializes in AC/DC music?
Hall.
I'm sorry?
Hall by Courtney Love, who is one of the hottest chicks ever in rock. Oh, Courtney, if you're listening, you and I, In-N-Out Burger after the show.
That's the AC/DC tribute band?
Hall.
It's not
Hall?
Okay.
His answer is Hall,
L7.
L7.
Dave.
Veruca Salt.
No. Veruca Salt? From Charlie and the Chocolate Factory? No.
Susie and the Banshees.
No. Stop. Okay? Your objection. You're done.
Please.
Contempt. I'm holding you in contempt. OJ did it.
Is it the AC/DC?
AC/DC.
Isn't it Thunderstruck?
Yeah.
AC/DC.
AC/DC.
Yeah.
That's the all-female.
There's another good one called Bonfire.
Seriously.
Play on words. I like that.
Right.
How am I going to get that?
Well, I don't know. How are you going to get any of them right now? You're at a zero.
Thank you.
Let's go to JD.
I still got my two from earlier.
JD, who is the super producer behind the success of Def Leppard?
That's easy.
It's Butch Goren.
You know what's creepy? The same guy that's behind the success of Shania Twain, the country star from before, what's her name, was the big country star? Yeah, Mutt Lange.
Mutt Lange, that is correct.
Robert Mutt Lange.
That is correct. All right, Rob.
Related to Katie Lange?
Are you ready to get in the game, Rob? You ready to get in the game? Okay.
Yeah, I still got two before you got here, man. We don't forget about that. Preseason counts.
Preseason does not count.
Preseason counts.
Ask the Raider fans from last
year. You're still on zero.
Preseason does not count. Okay, here we go. Who is the MIT grad behind the genius of the band Boston?
Oh, this is so easy. This is as easy as it gets.
And I'm working at a rock station.
Is there a slaughter rule that we're playing?
Behind the band Boston. Man. Tom Brady.
You got the first name right.
You know what? He should maybe get a half a point for Tom.
Thank you. And I get a half a point earlier from the other question. So I'm at one.
No.
No.
Come on. You're a lawyer. Can't you bend and twist
Tom Brady.
I do your taxes. I make a five look like an eight.
At least he found a guy in Boston named Tom.
Right.
Listen, I can massage the facts, but when you're just so off, it's not even close. Yeah. Okay.
Even your lawyer can't help you at that one.
You had me massage.
I know I did.
Dave, who is it?
Tom Schultz.
Tom Schultz.
That's Tom Schultz.
You knew that. You knew that.
I think it's Charles Schultz.
All right, hit me. What do you got?
Peanuts guy. I love it. Okay.
Snoopy!
JD, in the movie version of The Who's Tommy, who played the Acid Queen?
Oh, love this one. Tina Turner. Yeah, Tina Turner and those legs.
That is correct. That is correct.
The Orange Cinedome back in the day.
I know Ike Turner. I know Ike. Not Tina.
Are you sure you host a radio show with rock music?
No, I'm the sports guy. JD's the sports and the music guy. Okay.
All right, let's do one more.
All right, one more. Here we go. Rob, Seattle rock category.
Sir Mix-a-Lot. He's from there. Baby Got Back.
No.
L.A. Facing an Oakland Booty?
No.
Come on.
Nirvana's Kurt Cobain was married to Courtney Love.
Yes, he was.
What is the name of Courtney's band that produced Live Through This?
Paul.
He got
that is
one!
Correct.
He mentioned it earlier. Yeah.
That's right.
And what? Let me throw one back at you. What is Cobain's kid's name? First and middle name?
Bean.
First
Francis
name?
Bean.
Very good. Francis Bean. Francis yep. Bean. Very good. I like it. Hey, give me
you
some.
You don't get any more points for that. You can't make up your own question.
I'm up to 10 right now. Okay. I get bonus points.
I have advanced degrees. Rob.
I'm the NBA three ball. That's red, white,
and blue. All right, here we go.
Hit me. What do you got?
JD, in Maynard James, is Maynard James Keenan the name of a rock star or a big dork?
Rob, you want to take that one?
Maynard?
Maynard James Keenan.
Yeah.
You know who that is?
Yeah, it's a rock star from Tool.
Oh!
Yeah.
Rob!
Boom, that's it. Do I get the rest of the show off? Thank you.
No, you do not.
Damn it.
That is correct.
Look at that!
That's right.
That's like in Family Feud when you steal a win, isn't it?
Yeah, because
I think one other band that he fronts.
Maynard? I don't need to do that. Okay, I answer my question.
I'll answer that one.
I plead the fifth.
Perfect. No, he's answered the question, Your Honor. He's done.
I plead the fifth. Protect me. Come on.
I got you. I got you. Don't worry.
Play the rock, and we'll come back and finish the Rock and Roll Wonderlick 95.5 KLOS.
To be keeping score.
Oh, is that mean?
Hey, though, I want to know, would you still draft me despite the test results?
No.
Wow.
Okay. Didn't think about that.
Rob, Metallica just performed one of their songs from Hardwired to Self-Destruct. Destruct at the Grammys with Lady Gaga. What song did they perform?
You got me. And I know I feel bad we play it all the time here on KLOS, but from the new one? No, not from the new one. I don't know the name of the new one. So
I can't give any help, sir.
Oh, it's okay. I would phone.
He's so serious about administering this. You just see the look on his face.
I would phone a friend, but I don't have any. So
no.
Not even JD would help me out with this one.
No, he wouldn't do it anyway.
Yeah. Okay. So, I can name you other songs. I can.
No.
Dave.
Was it Moth to a Flame?
Moth into Flame.
Yep.
That's it.
Exactly.
There you go.
Yep. All right, JD. Slash has a Grammy Award, but isn't from his work with Guns N' Roses. Where did Slash pick up this Grammy?
Oh, I know this one. Velvet Revolver.
I believe that's
yeah
that's
absolutely correct. Velvet Revolver
you
with
believe
Scott
you
Weiland
got it in front of you
for Slither. It was for Slither, right?
This isn't the Oscars. Slither. Is it right or is it not right?
Did you hear me opening the envelope? Come on,
wrong envelope, man. Look at
all right, let's go. Another one.
All right, Rob. Michael Jackson's Thriller.
Beat it.
Thriller. No, shh. Thriller is one of the biggest selling albums of all time, and it included some of the biggest names like Paul McCartney and Eddie Van Halen. Which Hollywood celebrity narrated the closing line of the title track? Come on.
Your favorite song.
This should be easy.
Hey, William Shatner.
Oh, my God.
That was before he hooked up with the Travelocity commercials, right?
You're joking. Please tell me you're joking.
Come on, this is your favorite song. You see, Thriller is your answer for everything.
Oh, man.
No?
It's not Shatner, no.
Shatner.
No, it's the old guy, right? The old guy.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Now he's deceased.
Yep.
He's
dead.
Yep.
Yeah.
I like
keep going.
Oh, man.
Keep going. You almost got it.
Vincent.
Oh, you're playing now. Just stop it. 3 seconds. Okay. Two, one, zero.
Vincent Price.
Yeah.
Vincent
okay.
Price.
Yeah.
God, all right.
Again, a half point.
Yeah, I was going to say, JD, he's gaining ground on you, but he's going backwards now. Okay, I'm deducting a point from you. No.
I got half a point, man. First name.
Supposed to be your favorite song.
JD, the Scorpions may be Germany's greatest hard rock / metal band. The same could be said about Metallica in the U.S. What is known or who is known as the first metal band in England?
Oh, the father of metal. Come on. Ozzy and Black Sabbath. Black Sabbath, for sure.
Absolutely.
Wide interpretation,
absolutely.
But we'll give it to him.
Just giving this guy everything, man.
Doesn't he get half a point on that?
Just because he spends more money with you at your
office
than I do.
That's exactly correct. That's exactly correct.
All right, wait, one more?
One more. Okay, Rob, if Kurt Cobain, Lane Staley, and Scott Weiland, which would be a good trick now, are all riding on a train traveling at 100 miles per hour from Los Angeles to Seattle at 6:15 a.m. in the morning, what do they have for breakfast?
They have for breakfast. They have bagels and lox, man. That's what they have for breakfast.
Well, considering that they're deceased,
they're all dead.
Yeah,
I think they're
not
having.
I think the answer is nothing.
No,
nothing.
I think we throw the Stone Temple Pilot guy off the train because you're not a Seattle guy. Okay, we get Mix-a-Lot and we get Jimi Hendrix on there. That's a Seattle only train. Baby.
I think he loses 3 points.
I was going to actually just say zero. I'm not going to deduct off that one. But it's good effort.
Bagels and lox,
and
good
I like
right
bagels
now,
and lox and cream cheese. So I'll get
good. Let's get out of here.
There you go. All right, JD, last question. Right. Here we go. If Kirk Hammett of Metallica plays the solo from Unforgiven 2 and Angus Young plays the solo from Back in Black at the same time, does a tree falling in the woods make any sound?
Yes.
That is correct.
No!
Wow.
Thank you and a perfect score!
Well done.
You're, I'm saying it's rigged, man.
You're number one draft pick. There you go.
This is rigged like the NBA Finals, man. Like Curry's NBA wife finals. Says.
Thank you very much for the Adley Law Group for coming in and administering the exam. We'll post the results on the website so we don't have to say them out
loud. I blew
a
3-1 lead, right? Yeah.
You'll get my official ruling later.
Very good. Thanks, Drew. It's the Rock and Roll on 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS. Texas Barbecue for breakfast this morning with JD and the Bush. We're doing sports on tap. We've got tickets for the NXS 300. That's the Xfinity race at the Auto Club Speedway coming up March 25th. If you want to go, dial now, 800-955-KLOS, and we'll give you our NASCAR knowledge quiz. It's one question. It's going to be one question. We'll tell you what it is.
It's true or false?
No, it's not. It's multiple choice.
Those are the easy ones.
That's the second. It's true or false, our favorite. Second favorite, multiple choice,
multiple
right?
Choice, yeah.
So I only needed, I've got four multiple choice answers, so I'm going to put on the KLOS. We've got tickets, NASCAR tickets. Auto Club Speedway is coming up. Thanks to Auto Club Speedway for hooking it up, all these tickets all weekend long. Rock stars and race cars is what we got going on, and a chance for you to win right now. If you can answer a simple question, and here it is. What driver won the most Nextel Cup Series championships during the 90s? And we're doing multiple choice NASCAR. We like multiple choice, right?
We do.
So your choices are Dale Jarrett, Jeff Gordon, Dale Earnhardt, Rusty Wallace.
Or Danica Patrick.
No, don't put her in there.
No?
Let's go to Paul. Paul in Boyle Heights is going to be first up. Hi, Paul.
Hey, what's up? My guess is going to be Jeff Gordon.
You're going to say Jeff Gordon. I'm going to click on that, and no, that's wrong. Sorry about that. Now it's down to three. Next is going to be Tiffany. Tiffany is next. Tiffany, whose voice changed dramatically while I was writing her name down. Hi, Tiff.
Hi.
Oh, there you are. Okay. Yeah, so your choice is now Dale Jarrett, Dale Earnhardt, or Rusty Wallace.
Rusty Wallace.
Let's click on Rusty Wallace and say, oh, that's not it either.
Oh, darn.
Sorry, Tiff.
I was pulling for you, T-Money.
Let's go to Art in Ontario now. Art in Ontario, right out there by the racetrack. This would be convenient for you. What do you think, Art?
What were the choices again? I'm sorry.
What driver won the most Nextel Cup Series championships during the 90s? We just clicked on Rusty Wallace. That didn't work. What else did we click on?
Danica Patrick. That, not that.
Dale Earnhardt, Jeff Gordon, Dale Jarrett.
Dale Earnhardt?
Earnhardt. The legendary race car driver Dale Earnhardt won the most Nextel Cup Series championship during the 90s. There you go.
You sound real sure of yourself. Dale, is it Earnhardt?
Which is why we do multiple choice around here.
Absolutely.
All right, congratulations, Art. You're going to go to the racetrack, which is like right down the street from you, I'm thinking, right?
Yeah.
All right, good stuff.
It's like 15 minutes.
Perfect for you. Hold on a second, okay? Don't hang up. We need to get some more information, all right? Good stuff.
Yeah. Hey, that's what it's all about, man, keeping the people happy. Huh? We do this for you. I told you, I still do it for the community college credit, but JD.
That is community service. You know that? Yeah, that.
Oh, Drew's not here anymore. He's not going to care.
Stick around. Breakfast from the Beatles live and on location is coming at you next right here on 95.5 KLOS.
Wow, one-man pit crew, you are getting fast at that.
Yeah. Mortgage Banker Exemption License, MBMB850190000. Texas License Location, 6504 International Parkway, Suite 1300, Plano, Texas, 75093. Licensed by the Utah Department of Commerce Division of Real Estate. License number 607-6868, MLCO7.
If you're thinking about refinancing your current mortgage, look no further. New American Funding is your go-to expert for all your home financing needs. Whether reducing your rate and payments, eliminating mortgage insurance, or even getting cash out for any purpose, New American Funding can help. Connect with New American Funding today and find out how easy it can be. Even if you are currently in the process of refinancing, don't forget to call New American Funding for your complimentary second opinion. 800-827-7283. That's 800-827-7283. 800-827-7283. NMLS 6606.
KLOS and KLOS HD1, Los Angeles. This is the Rock of Southern California, and this is the home of Sports on Tap.
Your one-stop shop for sports talk.
With JD and the Puss.
Great icebreaker. If you can talk sports, you can talk with any guy in the world.
Kicking off right now on 95.5 KLOS.
192 days until the kickoff of the 2017 NFL season. Just thought you wanted to know that number. I may do that every week now.
Well, how many hours? That's really what I want to know. I break things
that's
down.
Your own thing, man. Get your own calculator. You got a smartphone. Start cranking.
I'm not that smart to use it, though, I think so.
Well, then that means you'll have trouble with the Wonderlic quiz, won't you?
Yeah, I think so. It's a toughie. I won't be the only guy, though, will I?
No, you won't. A lot of people struggle with that thing. When they ask you quite well, we'll get into the questions. When they ask you this crazy stuff, I don't know what it's designed to do other than drive you crazy. And apparently that's worked. They've had to send a couple of kids home from the combine. And kids that you know will get drafted, good players, top prospects. It's just a crazy thing that goes on at the NFL Combine. But plenty to talk about in the world of sports, and we're going to share that with you. But it also has given us an idea that we thought might be fun to do on KLOS, and that's the rock and roll Wonderlic question. Well, you're the guy. I'm going to give Engineer Dave his own Wonderlic rock and roll question.
I think if you gave him one where I was outside the room, I came back in, I would score 10% of what Dave did. And
I'll tell you what, you absolutely want him to answer your questions for you.
I'll tell you that.
Because you go, that's easy. Why? He'll know every one of these, I'll bet you.
I'd be like, let me phone a friend. You know, Dave, what's the answer? Ask a friend. Cheat off a friend. It'd be like when I was in college again.
That's another show. All together. So we're going to have some fun with that. Use the Wonderlic and the Combine thing to have some fun. There's great drama in Lakerland. We'll share all of that with you coming up. But it's the rock and roll. Yeah, this is rock and roll sports show is what we do. Sports on Tap. It's Rock Southern California, 95.5 KLOS. Sports on Tap with J.D. and the Bush. Yeah, we're obsessed. Maybe it's just us.
It's everybody else.
The NFL. Listen, here's the funny thing about the NFL Combine. I think it's funny that guys of our ilk should be watching that stuff. But if you listen to any sports talk radio, all you'll hear is guys saying how lame it is, how stupid it is. Why would anybody watch that? Who watches it is the fans. And I found myself caught up in watching it yesterday, watching these quarterbacks, trying to see, could I find a gym? Could I find somebody that throw really crisp 10-yard out patterns or really nail the long bomb passes or stuff like that? But that's not what the talk is about. The talk is always about this Wonderlic test that they give these players, and these are timed tests. They're really like crazy questions, you know, that are really designed to make your brain think. Like, what is the one that I just read here a minute ago? Here's a Wonderlic question from one of the tests. Photograph is to blurry as knife is to sharp, pain, cut, or dull.
Pain.
No, Dave. Dull. Even when you hear the answer, you're like, okay, yeah. I mean, it's like, what's the point of this? If the point is to put your brain through the process, make your brain go through the ringer and think about all these crazy stuff. So we've come up with our own.
Use that side of the brain you never used in college and was killed by all the brain cells you drank away in the dorm room, basically.
Drank away?
Yeah. smoked away. Lots of different things you could do. So
I saw Bill Walton on TV the other day. Yeah. Did you see the clip of him take his psychedelic shirt off and put another one on? But in between, like, rub sage, a smudge stick, I think they call those things. Rub that all over his face. Is it McDonough that told him? That's what I'm saying. He still is.
Yeah.
Like McDonough or whatever the play by play guy is. He's got his Walton's. What did I just say? It's called a sage stick, state, whatever that thing is.
Yeah.
And he's like holding it over Bill's head, like he snatches out of it. Walton takes it out of his head, give me that thing, and just starts really rubbing it all over his forehead and his chin and his cheeks, everything. You got to do it right, man. This is the way it goes.
Well, they showed another picture of him on campus. I believe it was Colorado he was at. There's a mascot, Ralphie. I think it's the Buffalo, whatever it is. Kind of like if you had Tommy Trojan right there in the middle of SC. But here he is in the middle of the day. He gets up and he mounts the thing like he's riding a bull in the middle of the college campus with his tie-dye shirt on. He's sitting there riding the thing and people are taking pictures of him, man. I'm telling you, he's still a little spaced out, you know, a little bit whacked out, man. But this Wonderlic stuff
is product of the 60s.
Yeah, this Wonderlic stuff is good stuff. You and I were looking at some of the names. Guys, one guy's gotten a perfect score, 50 out of 50, who ironically went to Harvard, you know, like the two of us didn't get into, unfortunately. It was our second choice, though, of course. And there's guys who scored 6.
there's all manner. A perfect score is 50. There has been. We'll go down a little bit deeper into this, but I want to get to the rock and roll quiz here because the attorneys at the Adley Law Group will be sending legal representative to the program today to come into the studio and administer the rock and roll Wonderlic exam.
I don't got to pee in anything again, do I?
No test. No, it's just an exam.
Okay, well, you said administer a test. That's exactly what I'm thinking.
No.
I won't be examinating today.
Dave, play the music, please.
Yeah, I'm going to get some poppy seed muffins and cranberry juice. I'll be right back.
doing Sports on Tap.
That was for me. I thought you were playing another song. And I was like, oh, come on, man. No segue here. I got to give my yowza.
See, just for example here, here's your first question off the answers aren't on here. Okay, just so you can see, the answers aren't on here.
I would have got it right anyway.
Who's the bass player for Guns N' Roses? Just played the band. Who's what's that?
Hey, well,
no, listen. Here's the deal. He's got one set of questions. I have another. I'll give you my example in a second.
You give me a Canadian hockey test, I'm all over it. But this one here, the bass player for Guns. Now, am I getting a multiple choice? Okay. There's Axel. Okay, I know it's not Axel.
Right.
I know it's not Steven Adler. He got kicked out of the band because he got a little too happy.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. It's not Slash.
No.
We don't know who it is. It's Duff.
Oh, look at you. Were you sandbagging that?
Yes,
you know
I was sandbagging it because it's not only that. It's Duff McKagan from Roosevelt High School in Seattle, by the way. That's the only reason I know.
There you go.
One block north of the university. Here's my favorite fact about Duff. He dropped out of high school, yet he became so famous and popular that the school came back and made him basically an honorary graduate. And he spoke.
I'm not sure he's not reading this off the internet, but I didn't tell him we were going to do this, so I'm going
to
say
he's spoken to students like, hey, guys, stay in school. And they're like, yeah, like you did. He's speaking at graduations, you know, but you got to love Duff.
Now, on the flip side, who's the bass player for Guns N' Roses? My question, the same line, name all five members of the group Aerosmith. Thanks a lot.
Good luck. I know Tyler.
Hold on, no, I can do this. I got this. It's Steven Tyler.
Okay.
It's Joe Perry. It's Brad Whitford, Tom Hamilton, and Joey Kramer. Is that right?
Yeah, if that's a one.
What about the Rock and the Hard Place album?
God,
here we go.
Sid, the five members of Aerosmith. I'm going to put original in there. Yeah, so we'll do the Rock and Roll Wonderlick coming up a little
bit. Yeah, I did my part.
You got one right. You're already in the black. You've already gone farther than I thought you would. We've got Auto Club Speedway tickets. Yeah, NASCAR rolls into town here pretty soon, out to Fontana. And we've got tickets for the Xfinity race on Saturday. That's the 300-mile race on Saturday. We've got actually a couple pairs of that for you this morning. So we'll give you a chance to score some NASCAR tickets coming up on 95.5 KLOS Sports on Tap. Rock Southern California 95.5 KLOS Sports on Tap with JD and the Bush, and we're preparing for, well, actually I was wondering if we were going to do like a regular Wonderlic quiz, but I don't know if we get any of those right.
That's a wonder. I don't know.
They're too hard.
Yeah, a lot of them are pretty tough. Yeah,
I want to stack the deck on this thing.
Pie charts and numbers. I'd be pretty good with numbers. I used to run numbers in high school.
Which
and college,
three? That was dice, though. It was a different kind. Which three of the following words have similar meanings? Hazy, foggy, arid, humid, barren. I mean, at least you have a shot at that a little bit. But it's like three. Hey, which three out of five? Now I'm playing the shell game now.
Yeah. Here's one I like. A high-speed train travels 25 feet in a third of a second. In 4 seconds, the train would have traveled how many feet? 210, 240, 270?
240.
Or who cares? You're too drunk. You'll never get it right anyway.
Yeah, too drunk.
That's my answer, D.
All right. I think it's time for a Bushka fact to get us out of this.
Now, Bushka facts.
That is incredible.
What?
Incredible yet true.
I'm wondering if maybe a Bushka fact could actually wind up being a Wonderlic question. I bet it could.
You know what? Actually, I'm going to go ahead. I know Bob Wonderlic. I'm going to hit him up on Twitter.
Bobby? Yeah. You and Bobby are tight, are you?
I call him Babs.
Babs.
Sometimes if we've had enough, I call him Booby. You know, so it doesn't matter. Either way, it's fine.
TMI now.
Wilson! We remember that from Castaway, right? Although that was a volleyball. But Wilson has been the exclusive maker of footballs since 1941. You know, they make 4,000 of those a day.
Is that during football season or all the time?
4,000 a day, period. All the time. Yeah, little kids.
Weekdays or weekends?
Weekends, weekdays, nights, 24/7. Don't ask me to multiply how many that is. Okay, I'd say 365 times 4, but that's just me. All right, now how many footballs do you get out of a single cowhide?
I bet you're going to tell us.
I am going to tell you that, and you think it's just cows are for In-N-Out Burger. No, it's not, baby. It's for footballs, too. I'll tell you, Sports on Tap, 95.5 KLOS.
Broker Solutions, Inc., DBA New American Funding, 14511 Myford Road, Suite 100, Tustin, California, 92.
Now, Bushka Facts.
That is incredible.
What?
Incredible yet true.
We think. When we laugh less, Last left this radio extravaganza, we were talking about football. Wilson, which has been the exclusive maker of the NFL footballs dating back to 1941. They make 4,000 footballs a day.
It's a lot of footballs.
It is a ton of footballs, yeah. And not all just used for the NFL. We're talking college, the stuff your kids play with as well. How many footballs, though, do you get out of a single cow's derriere?
How many footballs out of a whole cow?
Out of a whole cow.
We can't use all of it.
I know. That's literally what they do. After you get your burgers and your steak, then we got to do something with the hides here. What are we going to do, man?
I give up.
We're not living in the 1800s anymore. There's no more fur trading going on, at least that I know of. A single cowhide, which cows come from Kansas. I know, because I live there. Iowa and Nebraska. It makes 10 footballs. That is it.
10 footballs per cow.
A big cow, and you get 10 per cow. That's, man. A ton of cows. I mean, 4,000. That's, you do those numbers, man. That's, you're talking.
I'm getting a headache.
Oh,
it's too many numbers.
400 cows a day.
We have to take a test later.
400.
Really?
Yeah, 400 cows a day.
Right. Whose idea was this?
Next time you're driving north and your kids are with you and you pass Harris Ranch, you can say, "Hey, next time we have a good steak at Outback, we go to In-N-Out. That cow right there. Oh, by the way, that football you're playing with is from that cow right there." Tell that to your kids. I think they'll love it.
On the way, chance for you to score tickets to turn left. Yeah, you want some NASCAR experience? We'll give it to you up close. Out in Fontana, your chance to score some tickets for the Xfinity race coming up on the 23rd is coming up on Sports on Tap. Sports on Tap with J.D. and the Bush on 95.5 KLOS. You know, we were talking about the Lakers and the drama there. Dirk Nowitzki has played 19 seasons with the Dallas Mavericks. He's been a great player
for a long time.
Yeah, great touch, especially
a European
for a big guy.
Can't shoot it.
He signed a two-year deal last year, and he wants to come back and play for his 20th season next year. His skills are diminished, but it's that whole he's the fading star thing, and so you're going to bring him back. You know, Cuban's not going to – he's got enough money. He can handle it. He's going to bring him back. But this brings on the conversation very quickly. I'm not going to go on and on about this, but best power forward. All time. I mean, it's Tim Duncan, right?
Yeah.
It is.
I would say. Yeah, Tim Duncan.
Even if you know.
It certainly wouldn't. What, Nowitzki's got one championship. I mean, you can't just blame.
Timmy's got a whole drawer full of rings. That's right. Number one. But, I mean, after that, I think is where the conversation is really joined, because I'm just going to throw some names at you here. Karl Malone. I'm not saying this is in any order here.
Yeah.
Karl Malone never won a ring.
Yeah, and again, if it's just about rings, then to me, Robert Horry is better than both Kobe and Michael Jordan.
Yeah, he collected them all over the country.
Yeah.
The Lakers and San Antonio.
Or Bill Russell. What'd he win? Nine in Boston?
Center. Power forward.
Right.
The four. So let me throw some more names at you. Kevin Garnett.
No, I would go...
Nowitzki over that?
I'd go Malone over that, too.
Well, what we're trying to do is Dirk, though. So, I mean, it's Timmy at the top, Duncan's at the top.
So you're saying, is Dirk better than a Malone?
Is Karl Malone better than Dirk?
I would say, yeah, but the problem is he played in Utah. Nobody knows where Utah is, so
I would
points.
Say so also because of longevity and, right. and everything else. Yeah, Kevin Garnett, he got the ring, but, you know, I don't know.
You know, gun for hire, you know, went around a few different
know.
Places.
Nowitzki got a ring.
Got a ring there in Dallas.
What about Sir Charles?
The round man on rebound. You know, I
never got a ring.
Yeah, never got a ring. I mean, there's lots of guys. Ewing never
impactful
got a ring.
There's, player, yeah, impactful though, player, though, you know, and he's become like a cartoon character. Here's a curveball.
I would say this. Barkley's been more famous since he's out of basketball than when he played. I mean, it's hard to argue that. Some of the things he said, the study. Look, he's still got a career.
No, I remember
TV
when
going.
He played and he was doing Nike commercials saying, "I am not a role model."
Yeah,
you know,
I remember that
was news at the time. No, when a guy 6'9" was out rebounding everybody on the floor, that was a big deal. He was a big deal. Here's a curveball for you. Kevin McHale.
Well,
he's got three rings.
I know people in
LA
are
Larry
say,
Bird.
No.
Well, I know. Yeah, you don't want to think. We don't like to think about that here. But still, he's got three rings. But you know what? He also had Robert Parrish on that team. You brought him up a moment ago. Mm-hmm. And you want to talk about protecting your position. Jeez. Yeah. Yeah, he had him. He had his back. So
Larry Bird played with him, too. He was pretty good, right?
So really, I've got Karl Malone and maybe Charles Barkley above Nowitzki. So for me, he's top five.
I would say Seattle Supersonic great Tom Chambers. Do you have him on that list?
Yeah, he was just under...
He's on the other side, honorable mention.
Pedro Guerrero. coming up next, your chance to score some NASCAR tickets. Get your NASCAR knowledge on. It's 95.5 KLOS. The Wilson sisters from
Seattle. And Barracuda is a car. Best when it's canary yellow. Boom. Thank you. I'm two for two in the Wonderlic.
Thought it was a fish. Hey, if you were watching the Super Bowl, and apparently 118 million people were, Dale Earnhardt Jr. showed up as like a character in The Simpsons. Well, you know who else was surprised when they saw that?
Homer
Simpson. Dale Earnhardt Jr. Yeah. was surprised because apparently it's a gag that his team played on him that they knew about. It was to promote. Fox was using it to promote the Daytona 500. And he, Junior said he was sitting at home with his new bride watching, you know, watching the Super Bowl, and boom, there he comes. And it's that Simpson, that same look that everybody has in The Simpsons. Yeah. But yeah, if you saw him on there thinking that you might have missed an episode that had Dale Jr., no, you didn't miss that. That was just a promo of Fox getting clever with their promotion for the Daytona 500. Hey, speaking of NASCAR, we've got tickets for the NXS 300 at Auto Club Speedway, March 25th. And if you think you know your NASCAR, go ahead and call. We found a fun little website here. I'm not going to tell you which one. But, yeah, it gives it really easy questions and multiple choice answers. What could be easier? So we'll take your calls. And I just hung up on myself. And we'll take your calls at 800-955-KLOS if you'd like to score some tickets to go do some NASCAR. And, man, is it fun when you get right up close and in person. Call us now, 800-955-KLOS. Time for us to give you the chance to score tickets. NASCAR NXS 300 Auto Club Speedway. This is the Xfinity race on Saturday, the 300-mile race on Saturday. But if you win these tickets, you will also be in the drawing for the grand prize, which is a garage tour package and tickets to the Auto Club 400 race on Sunday. You can be racing all weekend long.
And the grand prize is you get to drive out to the track with JD and I. So be good times. We'll stop for a hot dog, a sandwich, and a beer run on the way out there.
All right, so like I said, we found this, and we've got a whole bank. I mean, we're banked out to people who want this.
Are.
So we got a whole.
Of course.
And you know, I get the first guy's going to get it right. We got a bunch of people standing by ready to go, and we'll do a different question for each of them, I guess. Let's go to Richard in Whittier. He's up first. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning.
Are you ready for your NASCAR challenge here, NASCAR knowledge?
Definitely.
Where was the first NASCAR race held? I'll give you multiple choice. Okay. I'll give you a day. You're going to want it now after your Darlington Raceway, Indianapolis Raceway, Charlotte Speedway, or the Texas Motor Speedway?
What was the first one again, you said?
Darlington Raceway was the first one.
Darlington.
You want to try that? Okay, we'll click on that. Ooh, that's not it. Sorry, Richard. Okay, he's out.
Let me do the buzzer.
So we stay the same question then?
Yeah. Can I keep doing the buzzer?
Yeah. No, on second thought. Sean is in Hollywood. Good morning, Sean.
Hello.
Same question. Where was the first NASCAR race held? Darlington is already gone, so it's Indianapolis Raceway, Charlotte Speedway, or the Texas Motor Speedway?
Darlington.
What is it, Sean? 5 seconds. You're listening to the delay, man. No,
he's in the bathroom.
Yeah.
I've called from the bathroom.
You need
before.
To answer Hello? Me quick. Answer. You're listening to the delay. Answer me quick. What is it?
Darlington.
Darlington is wrong. See, you are listening to the delay.
Didn't the first guy say Darlington?
All right. Here's a clue.
Don't forget to flush.
No, Charlotte Speedway was the first one. Charlotte Speedway. Let's go to Larry. Oh, Larry's not. Yeah, I guess you pushed them, don't you?
Yeah, he's here.
All right, Larry.
Larry's in Newhall. Larry, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
What state has earned the nickname NASCAR Valley? Multiple choice. Tennessee, Oklahoma, North Carolina, South Dakota.
What was the third one again?
What state has earned the nickname NASCAR Valley? It's kind of like a fish called Wanda. What was that middle thing? Tennessee, Oklahoma, North Carolina, South Dakota. Larry?
Tennessee,
he says. We'll click on Tennessee. That's wrong. Wow.
Then it was the other one.
Yeah, it was one of the other three.
You're right. It is one of the other ones.
Our money was on Larry from Newhall.
Damn. Let's play a song, shall we? 800-955-KLOS.
Regroup, kids. Regroup.
The program for the NXS 300, that's the Xfinity race on Saturday. Yeah, they still go fast. It's still 300 miles long. It'll still be fun. So your chance to score that is coming up. And the rock and roll Wonderlic question on 95.5 KLOS.